You mentioned that last song. It started from a Christian song, you know, Power in the Blood. And I was wondering what kind of background Jim had with respect to religion, or you do, or you too, John. Some people, I think, imagine that if you're devoted to the wilderness, you must be anti-religion or something like that. It's like you can't serve God in the wilderness or something. I don't know. You want to comment about that with respect to Jim or yourselves?
John touched on that a little earlier in the interview, just the intangible importance of the natural world. And there were often times when Jim would introduce his song, Forever Wild, as more than just a song, but a prayer. It was part of the essence of who Jim was, the connection he had with the natural world. Jim did belong to an organized community. It was the UU community. And he oftentimes, on his travels, would play for a service, a Unitarian service. And so the significance of gathering with people and the beauty of sharing your spiritual connections was really important to Jim.
This theme, I think, of the spiritual that Jim's music carried, recognizing the spiritual importance of wilderness places. Many people would relate to that, I think, as this is creation. Whatever your spiritual tradition, in the history of wilderness, you very commonly see, for example, I can see testimony in the Congressional Record from an old cowboy from Montana, Hobnail Tom Edwards, who begins by saying, "Into this land of spiritual strength, I took many people," and he talks beautifully about and quotes the Bible. In my experience working with people from all walks of life, I think that's actually very common, that people see the spiritual power and they see it in their own traditions. It was to the wilderness that Jesus turned and John the Baptist for reflection and for spiritual renewal. And I think there's a common thread here that is very universal about the wilderness as a place of reflection and spiritual healing that transcends maybe or connects many different traditions, I think. But I think there's a strong tradition, certainly, in Christianity.